Here it is. Mark 12, verse 24. Jesus answering unto them, these are the scribes and Pharisees that came and wanted to know in the resurrection whose wife the woman would be that had married seven husbands. He says, do ye not therefore err? You're mistaken. You're stumbling around because you know not the scriptures, neither the power of God. For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And is touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err. You're full of mistakes, and they're big mistakes that are ruinous. So it is today, ladies and gentlemen. Going on in the New Testament, in 1 Timothy, we go on to the great apostle Paul. He has much to say about this erring and stumbling around among Christians today. In 1 Timothy 6 and verse 10, he said, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which some have coveted after they've erred from the faith. See, you make a serious mistake when you get your eyes on money and you rob God out of his tithes and offerings and you don't dedicate your life to working to support the cause that is nearest to the heart of God. Amen. Said they've erred in their faith and they pierced themselves through with many sorrows. When you make a mistake about walking with God in faith, you get pierced through with many heartaches and sorrows. All right, let's go on. The last verse of the 1 Timothy. Last verse of chapter 6. I'm going to get both verses there, 20 and 21. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. See, they've been mistaken. Boy, what do you do when you get mistaken about things concerning the faith? Huh? You're going to pierce yourself through with many sorrows and lose your soul. All right, let's go on a bit further. In 2 Timothy 2, in verse 18, he said, these concerning the truth have erred, saying the resurrection is past already, and overthrew the faith of some. Their word doth eat as doth a canker. My God, have mercy. People full of mistakes is because they've left the faith of God and of Jesus Christ. That is, they won't adhere to the word of God any longer. They want to make their laws in their own hearts. And Paul also was writing this in the third chapter of Hebrews in verse 10. He said, speaking of the church of old, God said, I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart. See, they always err. They're full of mistakes. Their heart is always erring, for they've not known my ways. They don't know my ways. When people don't know the ways of God, they're always full of blunders and mistakes, and they pierce themselves through with many heartaches and sorrows, which destroy men in destruction and perdition. We've got to quit making mistakes. A while back, I was in revival up Wilmington, Delaware. I'll say a while back, it was a couple years ago, big fella came up to me and said, you talk like you don't make mistakes. I said, brother, I don't make mistakes, except once in a while I need an eraser on my pencil. I seek God. Before I do anything, I seek the Lord about it. And what I don't have to seek God for, God gives me the direction of what to do before I even seek him for it. And what I don't know what to do, I seek him for it. That old boy's been watching me ever since. He wrote me the other day and said, I believe I caught a mistake. Nope. If 61 years I'm still going to blunder around, why does God need me to be a servant? When God showed me this property out here and supplied the money and we got this property out here, it wasn't no mistake. I waited 7 years before I would believe it. I waited for God and everything else. I wait for God. He may do something on the spur of the moment. But when you're honest-hearted, and everything you do it by God's divine order or his wisdom that he's given to you, Even when you do something, when you're that honest and you're that determined to do what God wants you to do, even if you did slip and bobble just a little, he said, I'd make it work together for good because you're the called according to my purpose. I'll still make it work right. It's still no mistake. Praise God. It don't destroy. It don't give heartache. And that's the kind of mistakes I'm talking about, the kind that defeats you. That time that thrusts you through with many sorrows. The kind that drowns you in destruction and perdition. The kind that leaves you broken-hearted and broken health and broken pocketbooked. God don't let a man of God make them kind of mistakes if he's a real man of God. Praise God. Now don't make them. I seek God about these things. He said these people always err in their heart. If I don't err in my heart, if I've got an honest heart, and God puts it in my heart what to do, and I'm a man after God's own heart, then I'm not going to make them big blunders that's going to make sorrows and heartaches and trouble. You just don't do it. I'm letting that big old tall German watch me all he wants to. Let him watch me. Suits me. All right, I'm going to close here with another great fella here. I got to get him in. That's the Apostle Peter. Boy, these guys, you can't ignore them. That's the reason the church is in a mess today. Everybody wants to leave out what the Apostle Peter and the Apostle Paul and the prophets of the Old Testament say. The Bible says we're built on the foundation of the holy apostles and prophets, and Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of our foundation. You can't leave the prophets of the Old Testament out of your believing, your practicing, and getting excited and being strengthened by their exploits. Y'all, you're going to be a little penny waste. You're not going to be fitting for nothing. God said that's your foundation, the prophets of the Old Testament, the apostles of the New Testament, and Jesus himself is the chief cornerstone. He holds up building together, the foundation. All right, let's listen to 2 Peter here just a bit. 2 Peter 2 and verse 18. Speaking of prophets, he said, when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. There's some people just live in error. There's a lot of Christians that most everything they do is a mistake. They blunder through life. And it's amazing how God even will save them in the end. Those are the kind of people their works are all going to get burned in 1 Corinthians 3. There'll be no reward, their works are burned. There's going to be more of them by the blue millions than there are of them that gets up there and has a great reward because they weren't full of stupid mistakes all their life. God have mercy, we got to get wise. God gives wisdom. The Bible said if you like wisdom, let him ask of God. That will give you liberally. But don't let him ask in faith wavering. Because if you waver, if you ask him and don't believe you're going to get it, you're like a wave. Don't let that man think that he'll receive anything from the Lord. James, the first chapter. Now, the Apostle Peter says here, these preachers use their mouth to speak great swelling words of vanity. They're empty. They allure disciples through the lust of the flesh. They won't preach holiness. Through much wantonness, that means with no discipline, wanton, unruliness. Those that clean escape from them who live in error. After a Christian has got loose of those people that live in error, if you don't go on and let God discipline your life by his word and by a real man of God, you'll fall right back victim to the errors of these preachers who won't tell you the whole truth if they know it. All right, going on a little bit further in 2 Peter. 2 Peter 3, verse 17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, and he wrote a mouthful and 10 mouthfuls in this little book of 2 Peter with warnings to Christians about phony preachers and phony doctrines. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked. See, a Christian can be led away with the error or the mistakes of the wicked. God, have mercy. He said, you'll fall. And what will it cause you to do? Fall from your own steadfastness. Steadfast means clinging on to something like a squirrel on the side of a tree. Nothing's going to get you down from there unless you kill you. And that's what that means, steadfast. And a Christian, because of phony preachers and Christians that want to come along and pet and pamper and coddle them with some old mistaken doctrine and counsel that they give, God said, beware, beloved. He's talking about a Christian. Don't let these guys come around and tell you you can't fall from your steadfastness by being led away with their error or the mistakes that they commit and conceive and teach you to commit. We've got to be very careful. In the little book of Jude, he's another one of those apostles. We just got to get it in here real quick. One chapter, the book of Jude, verse 10, they speak evil of the things which they know not, but what they know naturally. As brute beasts in these things, they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they've gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward. Why do you think these guys on television want? They want your money. You look at some of these guys on TV, they get on there 30 minutes, and 25 minutes will be soliciting your money. Got to have your money. Got to have your money. What do they need it for? They ain't telling you nothing. What are you paying them for? Entertainment? Of course it is. That's all it is. These TV preachers, that's all it is. Entertainment. Entertainment. And like Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 5,